Last week, two of the students who worked on the series of multimedia stories about veterans in the VA hospital were in the Furman Garner studio to talk about their semester's work. Lindsay Guimont, who just graduated Saturday, grew up in New Orleans and now lives in the Dallas area. And Kayla Nunez is a senior at the University of Arkansas. She's from Hot Springs. Their work this fall included pieces about veterans and suicide. Also with us for that conversation was Rob Wells, an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas who oversaw the project. He says the inspiration for the semester's work was a set of reports from NPR a few years ago about problems with a VA hospital in Arizona.
There were horrible instances of long wait times, people actually dying waiting for appointments, according to some of the investigations. And NPR put out this this data set, asked local stations to get involved. And so I thought this would be a good project for our class. And to look at the data, and we had a hospital right here and a lot of veterans in the community.
What kind of conversations did you and your fellow students and Rob, what did you have as you prepared to consider what stories to create with this project?
We looked a lot at data provided by the VA, and we saw wait time data, employee data, suicide data, just different kind of, you know, like I said, staffing data. And so we kind of took our main findings from that research and did stories based on those findings.
And then also at the beginning of the semester, we talked about issues that veterans face, like when we were choosing our actual beats, because suicide was my beat the entire semester. So I was studying suicide, talking to different people within the VA, outside the VA, about veteran suicide. So that gave us our idea for our final projects of what exactly we should focus on, what our main topics were. So that really helped being able to discuss all the problems that veterans face to figure out the main ones that we should focus on.
Did you find that you were more comfortable or more at ease or better understood how to talk to people about suicide at the end of this project than the beginning? Because it's not always easy. It's rarely easy to talk about.
Definitely. From the beginning, I started, like I told my professors exactly like the process I was going to do to talk to them about suicide because it was a really sensitive topic. And I just started off with phone interviews with people who have a family member or friend that died by suicide. I talk to them first on the phone, give like a preview, okay, talk about things that they do in the community first. And then the next interview I'll go into, okay, tell me a little bit more about your son, especially like Maureen Cover Bryan was the main person I talked to throughout this whole semester. And she first started telling me about the Out of the Darkness walk, which is for lost survivors. And then she would tell me some about her son. So then by the time I got to the end and I met her in person, and she just opened up to me and told me even more about what she knows and about her son and showed me a picture of him and everything. So I just had to create a relationship with my sources and be able to have her open up to me, and which ended up in the end being great because she gave me a lot of information for my story, and she's very knowledgeable about the topic too.
The rate of suicide for veterans in Arkansas is higher than the national average?
Yes, by 25%. Actually.
Which is significant.
Yes. And then also the age group of 18 to 34 is significantly higher at 116.4 per 100,000 veterans.
What else did you find out in your reporting that might have surprised you?
One thing that surprised me was finding out that Arkansas ranks 14th in the nation for veteran suicides.
14th.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was the rural isolation of Arkansas being a cause of suicide. That was one of the biggest surprising. So I never thought of just it being country here, that it's going to cause a higher rate. But people are easily isolated in Arkansas. So that came as a surprise. One man that I talked to, Jim Hale, he said he was living out in the woods for years. He just recently came back to the city within three years ago. So it's just really interesting to hear that, like, people will take themselves out of society like that, and that causes suicide.
One thing that the two of you reported in your story about suicide is that veterans and those who had lost someone who had died by suicide said, listen to veterans. And that comes through in the story.
That's one of the main things, is that you need to listen. And then another thing was that it can't be afraid to be talked about. Like, people have to be able to discuss the topic and not shy away from it or hear suicide and like, okay, well, I don't want to think about that, or I don't, like, you need to bring awareness to the topic. It's just like any other huge topic that's going on right now, that you need to just pay attention to it and make sure that more young people and more people, period, aren't killing themselves. Like, that's a terrible thing that people feel like they have to do. So I feel like that suicide has to be a topic that's talked about, and I'm happy that we got to talk about it and bring awareness to the topic.
And mental health.
And mental health,
something else,
yes,
we don't always talk about as a society.
Exactly.
Did you, and I open this to all three of you, think about, talk about the responsibility. One thing you do when you interview people in journalism is you're going to tell their story. And that, if I stop and think about it, can sometimes be a bit intimidating, maybe even frightening, especially if you're dealing with a serious subject. Do you ever think about the responsibility that you have that eventually this person's story, through your writing, will be told?
Definitely. You really think about that, especially when dealing with such a sensitive subject. And if anything, that makes me want to, you know, get it even more right and make sure I get it, you know, exactly how it happened. I want to do that person justice and their story justice.
Kayla? Exactly, because once you put someone's name out there, it's there. We're going to publish this story. It's something that's actually going to be out there. I want, when they Google their name, that they get this and they are happy with how we represented them and how we represented who they lost and exactly what the problem is that we're facing here in Arkansas.
Rob, I want to ask about your responsibility. If I'm going to have a cavity filled, I want to know that my dentist had training. If I'm flying in a 747, I trust my pilot had training. People don't always think, especially in 2017, of reporters and journalists having training. What do you feel is your responsibility to get people ready to do this for a living?
It's a huge responsibility, and I'm devoting the second part of my career of doing it. You know, I spent 26 years as a reporter and editor in, you know, throughout the country, mostly in D.C., and trying to apply that experience to help, you know, this new generation of student journalists come along. These issues about representation and fairness in our videos, in our multimedia, in our data, I mean, it keeps me up at night. You know, I care about it, and I've been sitting here doing micro-editing on this series of seven stories for the last, 2 weeks. But we take it very seriously, and it's a real privilege to be able to do it here.
When I was in school, in getting a journalism degree, it was mostly white guys. And most of the people who had gone before us, the generation before us, nearly all white men. Neither of you are a white man. Have you thought about that? And have you thought about the ability to have stories told because you're women, because you're younger, because of your backgrounds, you'll have different perspectives. Have you thought about that in kind of breaking into, dare I say, the patriarchy that has been journalism for a long time?
I feel like I have a different perspective than a lot of people do, period, just from where I'm from and my background. So I do like that aspect, because there has been a one-sided look on things for a long time. So with the expansion of diversity, and diversity is a huge thing right now, so with other females and different races going into the journalism field, like, that's only a good thing for more diversity to take place.
Yeah, I feel like that's very, very important, especially with where our country is right now. Diversity is huge, and the more diverse that the field of journalism can be, the better.
We're just missing major stories if we don't do a better job having newsrooms reflect the communities. This was a problem in a couple newsrooms that I worked in. We didn't have enough African-American reporters. We didn't have enough Asian reporters. And we needed to do a much better job. And there's sort of some institutional resistance that we had to get people in at a certain level. I think companies need to re-envision their mission and kind of put reflecting the community first and spend some extra time and extra resources to train people up. So, you know, this is an issue in our journalism school. We're trying to, you know, recruit a more diverse student body. We have a ways to go, but it's certainly a big priority for us right now.
Rob Wells is an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. We also heard from two of the students who worked on stories about veterans during the fall semester. Lindsay Guimont and Kayla Nunez. Kayla is a senior at the University of Arkansas, and Lindsay graduated with her degree on Saturday. The seven stories in the multimedia series written and created by the students can be found at the University of Arkansas's Razorback Reporter website. That's razorbackreporter.uark.edu. We have a link to that site as well at ozarksatlarge.com.